Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As I got up this morning, there was an incredible sunrise looking out the window, and just a reminder of God's creativity. And I just love to see that. I was able to catch the sunset last night over Lake Michigan and just enjoy capturing those glimpses of nature. Unfortunately, where I live, sunrises are very difficult to photograph because of trees and houses and things that direction from the house. But still, I enjoy watching it. Today, as we near the end of this week focused on waiting, we're looking at the topic of waiting obediently. As I said yesterday, two words that we often want to avoid in yesterday's topic of waiting and patience, this might come in a close second, the waiting and obeying. A psalmist writes and says, "I wait for your salvation, O Lord. I obey your commands." I believe God's desire as we wait, as we learn to wait, is that we also learn and practice obedience. Jesus often talks about finding those who are faithful. You see, God's desire is faithfulness from His children, from His people. I don't believe the Bible teaches that God's keeping score in a sense that our obedience earns us this salvation or we can ever be obedient enough to earn salvation. But a good measurement of our love for God is kind of similar to a good measurement of our love for anyone else. How much do we seek to please them? To do what they want, even over and above what we want. You see, this concept of waiting obediently says, I trust that God is working on my behalf. And my love will compel me, will drive me to remain faithful, to be obedient to His commands. To not give up. The Bible talks about not becoming weary in doing good, because in due time we will reap a harvest. And I believe that applies to this idea, this concept of waiting with obedience. That we don't give up in obeying God's commands, even when we're tired. Even when it seems like we've been waiting a long time. In the New Testament, we read of those who got tired of waiting. They would begin to mock the Christians, those that believed in Jesus, those that were waiting for His return. They would say, "Where is this coming that you talk about? Nothing's changed. There is no coming. It's all made up." And God says, pay attention. And He says, do you not know that God is patient? That the waiting that He's calling us to do is because of his love, because of his patience, because he's not willing that any would perish. But what is he willing? His desire, his willingness is that all would come to repentance, would learn obedience. And that's kind of the concept behind repentance, is we do a turnaround in our thoughts and our actions, in our belief, and we follow him. He goes on to say, with God, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day. Our version of time really is irrelevant in God's perspective. And it's a good reminder when we're tired, when we're weary, when we think we've waited long enough. To keep waiting, to keep obeying. See, there's no greater love than a person, a man, a woman, anyone would lay down their life for a friend. We read that, we hear that, we know that. But what kind of love do we offer God, do we show to God when we are not waiting with obedience? When we're living life and doing life on our own because we decided in our heart that it doesn't really matter. Perhaps you've heard people, maybe you've been one of those people, maybe you are one of those people that say, I'll get right with God later. I've got a lot of life yet to live. We'll settle things out later. And the difficulty with putting off what we know we ought to do is we never know when later is no longer an option. And why it's so important as we wait for later to live with obedience, to walk with God in a loving relationship. You see, we learn that, or at least we ought to learn that, in our relationships with people. If we want that relationship to grow, we learn to understand their likes, their desires, their needs, their wants. And we begin to grow in doing the things on their list because we want to. You see, it doesn't take long if we do all of that with selfish motives to get tired of it. But if our motive is love, we never tire. And living life, which often seems to be one season of waiting after another, especially when that target that we're waiting for is that ultimate salvation, we find that life of waiting is much sweeter, much more tolerable, much more enjoyable when we wait with obedience. Today, as we pray, it would be a good day to consider the motivation behind whatever level of obedience to God that you live with. You know, maybe ask God, maybe examine accurately with His help just how obedient you are and why. If it's to earn favor, if it's for selfish motivational reasons, if it's for anything other than love, I'm guessing that level of obedience is going to fall a bit short of what God would desire. And I understand, we live in this body, this tent of flesh, that we have difficulty with at times. And there are times that we have to cry out like the Apostle Paul did, and all the things that I want to do, I don't do, and the things that I do are the things that I don't want to do. And that battle, that wrestling takes place. But it's that acknowledgement that says, I don't want to live that way, that seeks God's help in living with obedience. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us, and Your love for us has called us into relationship, longing that we would obey Your commands, not out of compulsion or terror, but because we want to. Because our desire is to please and honor You. Because we trust You and we have learned that Your commands are for our good. And that waiting with obedience is actually beneficial to us. And it helps us in our waiting. It helps us in our life. God, today as we examine our own life, may we have a clearer understanding than ever before about why we obey or why we disobey. May we know the deep motivation. And Father, may You purify our motives that our obedience would truly come from a heart that loves You. And Father, may that love compel us to walk in a way that honors You, that obeys Your commands. Father, as I think about the obedience that we live with, the disobedience that we tolerate in our own life, help us to be more observant to our own disobedience than we are at judging the disobedience of others. Father, it's so easy most of the time, so often, to look at others and say they ought to not be doing that, or this shouldn't happen, or and we fail to apply Your word and the teaching of Jesus to look at our own eyes first. To evaluate and grow in our level of obedience. Even before we help others in considering theirs. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that this practice of waiting with obedience would grow in their life because they see it valued by us. Father, that as we teach obedience to our children, that we teach them to learn to love deeply. And that their desire to obey would come from a heart of love. Father, may they see that modeled by us. May they hear that in our words. May they see that in our relationships with others. Most importantly, may they see that in our relationship with you. Father, as I pray, I continue to pray for my friend Cal, who's been in the hospital a long time now with COVID symptoms and complications. And I pray for his family. I pray that you would strengthen his lungs, his kidneys, that you would help him to receive that healing that only you can give. May you give the doctors continued wisdom as they help and do what they can. Father, for a number of families that I know of, that are friends, that are mourning the loss of loved ones from different causes, and may you help them to express their love in a way that honors the memory of their loved ones, but also honors you. Father, today and whatever life brings our way, whatever waiting we find ourselves doing, may we not take those down times, those waiting times, as an excuse for simply doing whatever we want. But may we wait with obedience in a way that honors Jesus. May our obedience today not be a show, not be a put-on thing to make ourselves look good, but may it be done in a way that lifts up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.